All right, well, good morning. This is for February the 23rd, 2025. We are in lesson chapter 6, or lesson number 6, Hebrews chapter 11. So just for a review, if you're paying attention to me, faith is a possession that we have that contains the promises we expect based off of God's Word. So, we tend to remember people in the Bible by their mistakes. So let's name a few. You know, I can think of Rahab, Jephthah, Thomas, and even Peter. And so a lot of times we seem to remember people, even in our time period, by their mistakes instead of for what they've done. But we need to really think about, I'd hate for people to just think of me, of just the things when I messed up and I made a major blunder in my life instead of the good things. But yet that's what we seem to do. And sometimes that even affects how we view people in the Bible. So let's look at Abraham. Abraham had a few big mistakes in his life that he did. And first of all, by not leaving his family in Ur. One of his mistakes was going down to Egypt and then allowing Pharaoh and Abimelech to take his wife into their homes, into their harem that they had. Things that he should not have done. But at the same time, he did a few things right. And so let's go ahead and look at Genesis 22, 1 through 19. Genesis 22, 1 through 19. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thine son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offerings, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I knowest that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, and he took the ram, and he offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, To this day in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Okay, so here we have the story of Abraham, who was told by the Lord to sacrifice his son Isaac. And if we remember the story, Isaac is the second son that he has, but mainly the son that comes from Sarah, the only son that God recognizes. And yet God said, told him that he would make of him a great nation. And yet now God asks him to sacrifice him. So in this story, I just want to point out a few things that Abraham does correctly. First of all, he obeys God quickly. Quickly may go in your blank if you have one on your handout, but he didn't wait around. Now, I'm thinking about in my life, if God had asked me something like that, I probably would have pondered on it for a while at least. And I'm not sure I would have even went through it. So I have to give Abraham some credit here. He did what God told him, but he did it quickly. So he gets, you know, he has this this dream, this vision, and was told by God to do this, and he gets up the next morning and prepares for it. So we see his faith shown in this story. In fact, in this whole story that I just read, we do not see Abraham doubt God anywhere in it. It seems like everything he does by faith. And he shows no signs of doubt. He came through this story with flying colors. And it was also revealed that God saw Sarah's doubt when she doubted silently to herself. Back when the Lord had said that she would have a child, she just kind of laughed. And so did Abraham the first time he heard it. And then basically God told them, he goes, hey, is it anything too hard for me to do? And of course, she doubts silently. So you know what that tells me? That tells me that when we doubt God ourselves, even when we do it silently, even when we do it in our head, the Lord knows. And because he has seen what, not just what we do, but also our thoughts. And so, wow, we need to really be careful of our relationship that we have with the Lord, because, you know, I hear this a lot of times. Well, as long as you don't act on it, it's not a sin. Well, the Lord sees our heart, even when we're just thinking about things in our life. In the Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 20, back where we started at, in the chapter of faith that we're looking at here, I just want to read this verse. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20 says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. So I want to talk about right now about Isaac. So Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. But first of all, this is at the end of his life. So I want to really go back and look at Isaac's faith and how it developed and how it got to the point where he could do this. Because it takes him his whole life to get to this point. Isaac's faith, number one, Isaac was present. Present goes in your handout. He was present when God fulfilled his promise to his father at the sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Now, of course, Isaac was present because he was the sacrifice. But he saw everything that went down. He heard what his father had said. He saw what his father did, and he saw the Lord come through. Number two, Isaac was present when Abraham sent his servant to get a wife for him. You know the story back in Genesis chapter 4. Abraham sends his servant to get a wife for Isaac. And he heard what was going on. He knew that this servant Eliezer was going back to the land that Abraham had come from. And so he knew what was going on. And yet he goes back and he brings back this beautiful young lady, which becomes his wife. So not only does he see this take form, he hears Isaac gets a report from Rebekah's family. Now, he wasn't there, but I'm sure he heard about this, because we see a statement by Rebekah's family back in Genesis chapter 24 and verse 60. And so when Eliezer had went back to get a wife for Isaac, and he's at in this land, and he finds Rebekah, Laban's daughter, and he sees her, and he gets ready to send her away. And I want to read this statement in Genesis 24 and verse 60. And this is what they tell Rebekah, the one that's going to be the wife of Isaac. And they blessed Rebekah, and they said unto her, "Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." So this is a prophecy given to Rebekah, who's going to marry Isaac, so their seed, it's about their family, it's about their seed, it's about their kids, basically. And so we see this statement. Okay. And then God makes a statement of Isaac concerning Rebekah in Genesis 24:7. Let me go back and look at it. Genesis 24:7 says, "And the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence." So again, what he's telling Eleazar, and yet Isaac sees this. He sees that also. And so in Genesis 24:67, we'll just jump down to the end of the chapter, is when she actually appears, when Eliezer brings Rebekah, the wife for Isaac, back. Verse 67 says, "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death." So we see in this statement, the second time that we see love mentioned. The first time was when God mentioned that Abraham loved his son, back in Genesis 22, verse 2. So we here have a picture of Abraham, who is a picture of God the Father. Isaac, in this picture, is a picture of Christ. And Rebekah is a picture of the church. And so Isaac is seeing these steps, these things take place in his life. And as he does this, his faith has to be growing. But he also got some personal promises from God himself. Okay, turn over to Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26, 1 through 5 says, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the earth which I swear, the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed," he's talking to Isaac, "to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." So Isaac, not only did he see his father's faith, not only did he see God come through for his father, not only did he see God come through in providing a wife for him, he got some personal promises from the Lord himself. And so jump down to verses 23 and 24, the same chapter of 26. And it says, "And he went from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him in the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father, Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there, and he called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. So there are several times, this is the second time, that we see the Lord appears to Isaac and gives him some promises. Okay. Now jump down in chapter 26 to verses 23 and 24. And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night. And this is number 3. And said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Okay. And he builded an altar there. Because of Isaac's faith that he had received through his years, at the end of his life, he was at a point where he could bless his boys because he was believing and confident that God would fulfill what he was going to tell them. So let's look at Isaac's blessings to Jacob in Genesis chapter 27, 28 and 29. It says, therefore God give thee the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine, and let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee, and be lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curses thee. So Isaac was able to bless his sons. Now we know that Jacob kind of stole those blessings because he was a real rascal. But yet not only that does he give some blessings to Jacob, he also gives them to Esau. And you can also see some more blessings to Isaac. Let's look at this right quick. In Genesis 28, verses 3 through 4, and it says, and God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. So again, another time that he gives a promise to Jacob. But let's look at what he tells Esau. Now Esau had sold his birthrights to Jacob back in Genesis 25:33, but at the end of his life, he was wanting a blessing from his father, which his father had already given to Isaac. And so let's pick up the story here in Genesis chapter 27 and verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. So yet he gets a blessing also from his father Isaac. And so because of this, because of Isaac's faith, and his faith in the Lord, he was able to bless his two boys. Now, what can we take from this? Our children should see our faith during situations in our lives, and hopefully their faith will grow as well as ours. And so not only are our lives being enriched by what God gives us and by we seeing him be faithful to us as we live our lives out, our children see that in our lives, and hopefully that will also take place in their lives. So turn over to Proverbs 22 and verse 6, and we're going to end here today. Because you're always wondering about your kids. You know, how are your kids going to go? And you know, I wish I had done better with my two kids. I wish I had actually showed them more faith than I had. And you know, a lot of times we tend to keep problems that we have and things we're praying about maybe to ourselves or maybe to our spouse, but do we really show our kids what God is doing for us and how he answers our prayers? And I think each one of us could do a much better job in that than what we do. But here's what Proverbs 22 and verse 6 says. It says, train up a child on the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so that's what we're going to have to take. We're going to have to believe in that verse. We're going to have to trust in that verse. And we're going to have to try to do everything we can to train up our children the way that they should go. The Bible gives us a promise right there that when they are old, that they will not depart from that. So it seems like there's times when I just wonder about that, but I have a promise from what God says. And so I know everyone has a free will, but we need to train up our children in the way of the Lord. And we need to express with them what God is doing in our lives and the promises He's given us, the answered prayers in our life and how our faith has grown. And hopefully that will help them in there. So we just pray for that. And not only that, we need to have our spiritual children see that same thing. So let's go ahead and pray and we will be dismissed today. Father in heaven, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your book. We thank you for Hebrews chapter 11. It tells us about great men and women in the Old Testament of faith. And Lord, I pray that at some point when we get to the judgment seat of Christ, that would be one thing said of us, that we are people of faith. And I just ask your blessing upon that. I just pray that we would live that out in our lives, Lord, and we'll bless you for it. In Christ's name, amen.